Blog Talk Radio.
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, what's up?
What if I need additional coverage on the new place?
No worries. Your agent can walk you through everything.
What if?
Just file a claim on the app. State Farm's there for your what ifs.
What if that?
Run?
You should run.
Yeah. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. See this?
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I grew up everywhere. Lehigh Avenue, Newkirk Street, 24th and Nicholas, right over there by Ridge Ave. Cats out of Philly know, but I can't forget about Fairmont.
As a kid, coming up in Philly's hard streets, smoke in the air from the gun or weed, the marijuana mask, the paranoia of living in a rigged system of capitalism, where the people at the bottom of the barrel, out of the sparrow, have you looking at the bottom of a barrel. We from the bottom chooses how you impress a girl. Together with a whole nother world where you gotta be tough inside a prison yard, I mean a schoolyard. That's where they school our kids on how to move hard. My grandfather used to kick it with the pool sharks, telling tales of glory from the pool hall. I used to idolize him like a god figure, till the day he came home on some hard liquor, threatened to kill me if I didn't leave. So I left, it was past midnight from my memory. A Fairmount Park, and even though my days were dark, somehow you have stayed in my heart. Fairmount Park, a Fairmount Park, and even though it was hard, somehow you can never depart. Fairmount Park. I saw a pray for my life no more than 8 or 9, and it's so late in the night that everything is quiet. No cars riding by, not that I should hitchhike. I've seen America's most taking kids' lives. I'm terrified of my shadow because it's close to me. I have no friends or family I can go to see. Imagine walking an empty street with no lights or path, well that was me. But I'm walking, taking every step of precaution. I know little about God, but it's time that I call him. Heading under a bridge, that's a blanket of darkness. That's where the bums live, hope I make it across it. I hear a voice and it sounds familiar, yes. The little I can see a silhouette that looks like a friend to me. So I call out loud from my memory. A Fairmount Park. And even though my days were dark, somehow you have stayed in my heart. Fairmount Park. A Fairmount Park. Even though it was hard, somehow you can never depart. Fairmount Park. The person replied, calling my name out. That's when I run forward, this voice now I can make out. It's the voice of my mother, there's no other. But what are the odds I run into her as a hugger? I wanna say I suffered, but I'm trying to be a man. Even though I'm just a kid with no concept of a dad. But more importantly, let's get out of this place and go somewhere far away so I can just lay. But we were poor, so we went door to door. Who wants a bastard son and everybody's whore? That's neighborhood talk, the kids call her Piper. But she's a queen to me if no one else likes her. But now I'm falling asleep, my legs weak. She's telling me her boyfriend's close, so let's keep walking. I smile as I see his apartment complex, and now we just gotta be knocking. His lights were on, they went off, and now mom's angry, yelling and going off in the middle of the street while I'm feeling like an orphan. I say I wanna sleep, she says okay, I'm off him. We head across the street to the popular park and find ourselves a nice street to park it. She sits down as I lay in her arms in Fairmount Park, so that's where the story and the song ends.
And this is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the ONE Post Intern Show featuring Coach J on air from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And you guys know the play. It's time to talk to your guy, Coach Jay. We're going to sit there and talk sports, and we're going to talk about everything from all sorts, from football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever the case may be, whatever's on your mind, it's quite fine. Hey, listen here. So what we're going to do, sit back, relax, like a living room. Feel free to call in and join. Again, that number, 516-453-9133. But without further ado, let's get into this. Let's start talking NFL football. So the season is coming up, season starting. Hey, we got a few big stories. Hey, how about that top 100, NFL top 100? You know the final list is going to be finished tonight, you know. So if you want to recap the list, we can go over that. Let me know what you guys think about the list so far. Because there's a few interesting names, interesting places, and expectations for the season coming up. Like we had at 100, you got Devontae Smith, wide receiver from the Eagles. Catches last year, 1,196 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns. At 99, you had DeMarcus Lawrence from the Dallas Cowboys, DN. 43 tackles, 6 sacks, 3 passes defended, 3 forced fumbles, 2 fumbles recovered, and he got something to his third career Pro Bowl. You know? Hey, good season. But, you know, on number 98, they had Tristan Wirfs, who's offensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Second team All-Pro, elected to his second Pro Bowl. Not bad at all. You had 97, Harrison Smith, safety with the Minnesota Vikings. 66 solo tackles, 10 passes defended, 5 interceptions, 1 forced fumble. Not bad. 96 is Trevor Lawrence, QB, Jacksonville Jaguars. You know the numbers, 4,113 yards passing, 25 touchdowns. Had his first Pro Bowl. Great season for the young kid, you know. See what he got coming up in 2023. 95 was Jamal Williams with the Detroit Lions. Had 1,000 yards, 1,066 yards rushing, 17 touchdowns. League leader at that. You know, a few Detroit Lions fans are happy about that guy. We'll see how he does this year, splitting them carries with Jahmyr Gibbs. But we'll see how that goes. Lawrence, wide receiver, Washington Commanders. Great receiver, 77 receptions, 1,191 yards receiving, 5 touchdown receptions, and actually selected to his first Pro Bowl. Then you had number 93, Eric Kendricks, middle linebacker, split the season between the Vikings and the Chargers last year, and he had 87 solo tackles, a sack, 6 passes defended, a fumble recovery. Great season for Eric Kendricks. 92, we had Marlon Humphrey, corner for the Baltimore Ravens. You know, he had a great season as well. 3 solo tackles, 7 passes defended, 3 interceptions, 4 fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, 3rd Pro Bowl. Not bad. Dalvin Cook, running back, Minnesota Vikings. He had 1,173 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. In his 4th Pro Bowl, he's at 91. And number 90, you got the guy that just signed with the Tennessee Titans, with the Arizona Cardinals, DeAndre Hopkins, 84 catches, 717 receiving yards, and 3 touchdown receptions. And that was just, you know, 190. We'll go through the list as we go along through the show. Just to touch base with you, as tonight is the last night when they revealed numbers 10-1. On the NFL Top 100. So that was a nice way to lead off with that because, you know, we'll check back in with that throughout the show. Again, if you're listening, you can definitely dial in and join the show. Talk about anything you want to talk about sports-wise, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. Again, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, we got a couple big headlines today in the sports world. And the NFL news, and this is kind of like stuff to talk about, but it is what it is, news, right? Yeah, the Houston Texans, minority owner, Javier Lawyer, minority owner, that he's going on here, you know? It's a sad state of affairs when you feel like guys that, you know, otherwise may have access to do whatever they like in the world and do what they want to do, and then this is what they end up with. We got the Houston Texans minority owner, Javier Lawyer, who's facing sexual assault charges. And this was first reported by Pro Football Talk. They first reported it, but he's facing multiple charges in Kentucky. Now, according to court documents, Javier Lawyer faces one count of first-degree rape, five counts of first-degree sexual abuse, and one count of third-degree sexual abuse. And he was actually indicted back on May 10th in Jefferson County, Kentucky Circuit Court, and pled not guilty on May 15th and posted a $50,000 bond. Now, there's also a pretrial conference scheduled for August 22nd, and there was a statement released by the Houston Texans where they were saying that we are aware of the serious charges filed in the Commonwealth of Kentucky against Javier Lawyer, one of our outside limited partners, which the Texans said in a statement. And they have agreed with Mr. Lawyer that while the charges are pending, he will remove himself entirely from any team or league activity. No, not that. Not something that we'd like to hear. And we definitely want to send the best out to any victims and things of that nature, and hope everything is seen through to the fullest and things like that. Let's see here. Now, also, just touching back in, let's get back to some good football news. Back to the top 100, you got the numbers 89 or 90. The left over DeAndre Hopkins. Let's pick back up at 89. You had Marshawn Lattimore, corner with the New Orleans Saints. Now, he had 20 solo tackles, four passes defended, interception return for a touchdown. Great season for the corner, Marshawn Lattimore. And then we got 88. We got the rookie, Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end with the Detroit Lions. 34 solo tackles, 9.5 sacks, 3 interceptions, 3 passes defended, 2 fumble recoveries, and he made the all-rookie team. And a great season for Aiden Hutchinson, and that's something to say when he stepped right in as a rookie and produced and land number 88 in the top 100. Now we got 87 is Chris Lindstrom. He's a guard from the Atlanta Falcons. He was second team all pro and selected to his first Pro Bowl. Way to go. 86 was Justin Fields, quarterback with the Chicago Bears. 2,242 yards passing, 17 passing touchdowns. So he definitely made quite the impression. And made a good impression enough to land at number 86 is voted on by the players, which is always a good thing. Now, at 85, we have Laramie Tunsil. If you guys remember back when he was drafted, he went through that whole thing with the face, the gas mask, where they were saying he was smoking marijuana with the gas mask. And they got all revealed on draft night, which kind of gave him a little slide there in his draft stock. But Laramie Tunsil was selected to his third Pro Bowl, number 85 on the list of the top 100 players of 2023. Next, we got Za'Darius Smith. He's a defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings. going to the Cleveland Browns. Now he has 32 solo tackles, 10 sacks, 5 passes defended, Pro Bowl, solid all-around defensive end for the now Cleveland Browns. Now, now when we sit up here and we talk about great offensive tackles in the league, a name that always has to be mentioned is a Teron Armstead, number 83, offensive tackle with the Miami Dolphins. Now, he's back to his fourth Pro Bowl, so he's looking to really make moves and establish himself as one of the top tackles in the league today. And I see we have a caller. Caller one, that's in queue. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you this evening?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. I wanted to call in and support another host tonight. I am a host on air, too. And I actually have two questions for you. For women who don't really understand sports, what is the easiest sport for them to learn? Baseball, basketball, football, soccer, et cetera. And why do you feel that way, and how should we start learning it? That's my first question.
Well, okay. Let's see. As far as for women, I think the easiest out of, say, the four major sports, I would say is basketball for women to learn, not only to learn but also actually participate as well. As you see, we have the WNBA, which is an established league, versus, say, any of the other four major sports where there aren't any real established women leagues. The NFL mm-hmm. tries to get more participation. I know the Philadelphia Eagles have a women's football academy where they have women that can learn and things about football. But I think as far as just learning the sport, basketball is definitely easiest because a lot of things, the basics with basketball is just basically what putting the ball in the hoop, putting the ball in the basket. So it lends mm-hmm. itself to a easier participation, which always accelerates the learning curve, in my opinion. Being able to participate in the sport effectively, you know.
Fair enough. And do you think the rules for women understanding, like basketball, would be easier? Because I know there's the free throws, the three-pointers. Like, I personally speaking know the bare minimals of the sport in any sport.
Okay. Well, say with, like, basketball, a lot of things can happen on the fly, but when it comes to, say, learning plays or, say, a foul or knowing what a foul is or, say, going to a free throw line, understanding that you get two free throws or if you're the three-point line, that's pretty much self-explanatory. If you shoot and make a shot from behind the line and things of that nature, all kind of lend itself to an easy learning curve. Now, I look at, say, football, which has a lot of different intricate rules, that could be more an arduous task to pick up in that regard. Baseball as well, because you got a lot of different rules as well. But as far as, say, like the women's softball, which lends itself to learning a lot of the same rules as baseball, that would be my number two, say, go-to sport as far as, say, if it was just a novice, a woman that was looking to, you know, teach about sports. Start with basketball and then maybe go into, say, a softball, baseball, as in those are basically the two more popular sports where you see a lot of women participating in.
Fair enough, and I ask that for the women tonight because there's some women who are like me who don't understand nothing about sports, but you do want to learn. So that was my first question. And then if you still have time, I want to ask a second question, and it pertains to baseball.
Sure.
Okay, so I know I've heard talks of it. I haven't fact-checked it yet, so I'm just asking on air. So is it true that they have changed the drafting rules for the MLB, requiring high school graduates to have some college degree now?
A college degree?
Yes, because before MLB,
into baseball.
Yeah, like if they draft out of high school and they could go straight to the MLB, or is it like the NBA where they're drafting out of high school but they're requiring them to have somewhat of a college degree? Does that make sense?
Well, they don't necessarily have to have a college degree. Now, I am familiar with the Rule 4 draft. In Major League Baseball, where it states that players who have graduated high school but not attended colleges would be eligible for the draft, as also those who have completed at least 1 year of junior college. Ball is definitely a sport where you see a lot of guys that can get drafted straight out of high school. Anything where, say, a rule where they have to attend college, they don't have to attend college. They can be drafted out of college, or they can be drafted out of high school, just the same.
Okay, cool. And thanks for letting me ask that question as well as answering it, because I did see an article probably like a few weeks ago where they drafted this guy who was 17. He didn't turn 18 yet for the MLB. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. You'll see a lot of current players have been drafted straight out of high school and then developed going through the minor league systems and getting into the big league. Did you have any other questions?
I think that's it for now. But like I said, wanted to call in and support another WBNN host. I'm Genesis Amaris Kemp, and be sure. Yeah, be sure to check out my show and, you know, in between, till the next time I'm on air, you could check out my podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp on all major platforms.
And where can they find you at?
So they could actually find me on on Instagram at Genesis Amaris Kemp, or you could just search my podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, on Apple, Spotify, Google, and it'll have backlinks to, you know, my website and et cetera.
Okay. And definitely we appreciate your support and calling in. I appreciate your support, definitely. Getting my feet wet as a host here. And looking forward to listening to your podcast and your show as well. And I'll definitely be tuned in, all right?
All right, and do your thing here. You're part of the family now. Good luck.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Have a great evening. Thanks again. Now, moving right along, we're back to the NFL Top 100. So I think where we left off was about Armstead at 83, the offensive tackle. So moving on to number 82, we have the quarterback, another Miami Dolphins guy here, Tua Tagovailoa. Tua, 3,548 yards, 5 touchdown passes, and an NFL passer rating of 105.5, which is actually the passing rating leader. And next up, Christian Wilkins, another Miami Dolphins guy, defensive tackle. 43 solo tackles, 3.5 sacks, and 6 passes defended. So we got a trio of Dolphins there. Looks like they're making a big move, and they're trying to work their way into that top 100 and further up the list. Now at number 80, we have Mark Andrews, tight end with the Baltimore Ravens. Now previously, last year, he was number 48. So he dropped down to number 80. Now, that was a big drop there for Mark Andrews. The tight end, he had 73 receptions, 847 yards receiving, 5 touchdown receptions, and selected to his third Pro Bowl. And we definitely always like to see tight ends and guys that can really get the dirty work done make the list. And let's see here. We also have here, just to go over some current NFL signings. We'll jump back in the top 100 momentarily, but just to go into some NFL signings, I see the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to terms. This is just yesterday with linebacker Zach Cunningham and linebacker Miles Jack, both there that can help with their linebacker depth there in Philadelphia with the Eagles. And I definitely believe that they'll be able to give them some good depth and be able to make plays and help out in that defense there for 2023. Again, if you guys have any thoughts or want to dial in, want to join the conversation, again, that phone number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And as always, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, what are you guys' thoughts on the NFL sign, if you have any? And then who are some of you guys' favorite teams? I know for me, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. You guys like the 49ers? You guys like the Chiefs? You guys like the Vikings? I personally know a couple of Detroit Lions fans, 49er fans, Cowboy fans. Call in and let us know what team is your team headed into the season. And then we got another signing here. Teddy Bridgewater signed with the Detroit Lions. Does he necessarily challenge Jared Goff? I don't know. Backup, surely. Also got that rookie Hendon Hooker out there, the Tennessee guy. And see how he looks going from there. And then, hey, let's take a brief break on that note just for a moment. There's a music track next by international internet DJ legend, Brother O.
The greatest man alive. Yeah.
Propel a record to sell like a CD Lamborghini with Bonnie Sale. Given the chance to them a page in the face of your people.
I'll teach a good teacher.
Divine blessings. My tribal name is Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta, Magic Man Haru. I'm also a host. We will aware you. I'm the one that posted to your wall, man, welcome you to our company. And this is your opening night, man. So far, you are doing excellent.
I appreciate that, good brother. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Peace, love, and blessings. And I'll definitely be checking out your show as well.
Yes, sir. I'm not done. Look, I want to know what is the problem. I don't care if it's baseball, football, soccer, or whatever. Why do they have such a big, big problem with black ownership? I don't want to say no minority because we ain't never been no minority at any given time, right? But why they don't want us to have ownership the way that primarily, you know, Europeans. You know, of course, they got some Arabs come up in there. They let some Arabs come up in there, right, and be part ownership, but total ownership. And I think so far, I got to give it up to another Magic Man. Magic Johnson? Didn't he just purchase a football team?
Yeah. Hey, listen, black ownership is on the rise, and I'm glad you mentioned Magic. He partnered with Joshua Harris, who also owns the Philadelphia 76ers, and they teamed up to purchase the Washington Commanders. There's a lot of black ownership that's increasing. I know Usher has a stake in the Cleveland Cavaliers. You got Michael Jordan. I'm not sure did he sell, but he might have been sold, but he definitely was for quite a few years owned the Charlotte Bobcats in the NBA. You got Dwayne Wade has a minority ownership stake in the Utah Jazz. There's a black ownership is on the rise. I know a few years ago, P. Diddy, Puffy, he tried to actually buy the Carolina Panthers. That was an unsuccessful bid. But you see more of us creeping into that network there and making inroads. Now, is it the where we like it? No. Is there barriers to break? Most definitely. But are we making progress slowly? We definitely are. Definitely with Magic Johnson, because not only does he have the ownership stake in the Washington Commanders, he also is in baseball with his ownership being a part owner with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Then you have all the years where he was in the front office with the Lakers. So he brings a wealth of sports knowledge and experience to where we're seeing more of us get into that ownership realm, slowly but surely. Definitely made plenty of progress over the years, but there's still a lot more to do and a lot more further to go. Did you have any other questions?
No, I just want to end it like this here, sir. Thank you so much. And the reason why is very important, because we are the original owners of this entire planet. And what's so sad is a lot of people don't even realize that. But now, this is the time for the Great Awakening, and part of why I'm here or have incarnated here, right, is to make it clear, is this is Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover. It's time for us to start with ownership, owning our own selves, our minds, our spirits, our souls, and bodies first. Once we take time to do that, ain't nothing going to stop us. Anyway, I got a show that's coming up. Right? I got a show that's coming up, and hopefully you'll call in and participate. And it'll be August the 24th, where I speak about the return of the soul.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, definitely let the listening audience know if you have any social media or anything like that, where they can find you, how they can get in contact with you between now and the 24th.
Yes, sir. The best place to find me is right here in our great company of WBNN. I've been doing this for over 6 years, right? But I'm also an owner of my own company, Sound Therapy with Magic Man Haru, LLC. And you can find me on pretty much all the social medias, you know, Magic Man Haru with a number 3 symbolizing the heart. I'm all over the place, YouTube or whatever. You understand? So anyway, I enjoy it. Right here, look, I've been out of sports for such a long time. I know other people got to call in, whatever, but I've been out of sports. And thanks to you, faithfully, you'll stay with us and keep it going. And I might be able to start, you know, getting my love back for sports like I used to. Okay? So thank you.
Hey, you know, it's always a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of serious things going on in the world, a lot of things where we know the issues that face us as a people, and it can get us kind of down, get us feeling some kind of way. We can get angered about certain things and certain issues. But sports is always a place where we can get our competitive juices going, and we can even the playing field. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that's something that can never be denied, you know? When we handle it on, whether it be the gridiron, the basketball court, the baseball diamond, any of those things, sports has always been something that always brings us together, always allows us to be able to compete and be able to go out there and do what we do and show our talents to our fullest capabilities and have that translate in the other fields and other arenas of life, you know? and carry us through. So that's something that's always appreciated, and definitely appreciate you calling in, and we'll definitely be listening on August 24th. And just, again, say your name, shout out to social media, and everywhere that people can find you.
Again, my tribal name, thank you so much, Coach J. My tribal name is Huni Bok Atun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. Again, the best place to find me is right here at WBNN or all social medias. You can find, I got countless stuff from YouTube to Linktree. Just look me up, Magic Man Haru, okay? Thank you.
Okay, okay, brother. And we'll be tuning in on August 24th, okay, Brother Haru? All right, I believe we might have lost him there. Hey, but let's jump back in and delve into what we were talking about. What was that, the NFL Top 100? And I believe we left off at number 80, Mark Andrews. Well, number 79, Dre Greenlaw, outside linebacker, San Francisco 49ers, 82 solo tackles, 6 pass defended, 1 interception, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, including 1 for touchdown. Let's just keep moving on through the list because we got a lot to cover. As tonight, if any of you guys are interested, they will be revealing numbers 10 to number 1. 79, Dre Greenlaw, outside linebacker, San Francisco 49ers. 78, Solana Hafanga, safety, San Francisco 49ers. 77, quarterback, Geno Smith. I always like to see a black quarterback. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute, Coach.
Sir.
You talk about my man right there, man, Hufanga, man. My alma mater, USC. I had to come on and say that, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fight on.
No doubt, man. No doubt, Brother O. I hear you there. Hufanga, he's a great. Look, 56 solo tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, passes defended, 4 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, 2 forced fumbles, first team all pro, and selected to his first Pro Bowl.
Yeah, University of Southern California, y'all. You know what I mean? Got to shout to all my people. My man Drew, my man Trevor on my line. You know what I'm saying? Class of 2009, master's degree. Bye.
There it is. Brother O definitely had to chime in once he heard the name and know that was his USC guy. Yeah, no, Brother O, the Los Angeles guy himself, Southern California. Everybody loves the sunshine. As War A, as we say, you know. But, hey, moving along with the list, where are we at? 76, Tariq Woolen, cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. 75, Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals. 74, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver with the Jets. 73, Buda Baker, safety with the Cardinals. 72, another brother at quarterback, Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens. 71, DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle, Indianapolis Colts. 70, Joey Bosa with the L.A. Chargers, outside linebacker. 69, Matt Milano, linebacker, Buffalo Bills. Zach Martin, offensive guard, Dallas Cowboys. 67, Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver, Detroit Lions. 66, Jared Goff, quarterback of the Detroit Lions. 65, hey, it's my squad, the Eagles. Darius Slay, big play Slay at corner. There he is, 65. Then we had 64, Aaron Jones, running back of the Green Bay Packers. 63, Grady Jarrett, defensive end, Atlanta Falcons. 62, linebacker Bobby Wagner, last year with the Rams, this year back with the Seahawks. I think we're all the way up to, what's this number, 61, Deebo Samuel, wide receiver, San Francisco 49. All right. Now, just touching base on some other things in the world of sports. You know, with the Buffalo Bills, remember that guy last year DeMar Hamlin, well, he's back in training camp, and he's back to full contact at bat. What an amazing recovery. What an amazing story in itself. DeMar Hamlin, after that horrible, horrible incident as far as what happened on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, where he got hit and had the collision and fell out. And people were scared, and the game was actually postponed. It's great to hear that DeMar Hamlin is back to full contact. That is a miracle. That is a miracle for that brother. Shouts out to DeMar Hamlin. And we got a few other things going on in the world of sports. As we take a look and peruse things here, we've got, the U.S. women's soccer team. They lost to Sweden. And that was like their earliest exit in the history of the U.S. women's team. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Man, Megan Rapinoe and the crew, they got ousted. And then we got other things going on as well. In the world of sports, we've got the big fight. That guy Anderson and Ramirez, they were fighting in that game there between the Angels and the White Sox. Anderson, he suspended 6 games. Ramirez suspended 3 games. Fights in baseball always happen, so, you know, those things aren't new to us. And then you got Trey Turner with the Phillies. Trey Turner put up some billboards around the city of Philadelphia where he used a simple message to express his appreciation to the way the fans have stuck with him through a tough, rough first season. Where he just simply put, "Thank you, Philly," and then put up on 12 digital billboards. And, you know, it's always good to see. I don't know if that always is how Philly fans have a reputation, you know, but they stuck with him. Now, intermission, and then we'll be back with going a little further, delving into furthermore the top 100 NFL players. But right now, we're going to bring you another music track by the international internet DJ legend, Brother O. Brother O, take us away.
I'm the grand poobah, the MC singer. True has achieved the party. that your ears receive. Reject the definition of the various words all over every city. Who is heard? Communicating this flat. This is a teenage rock. Dominating dictator. The project clock kicks the ball. Kick the ball. Came to do a show, exciting demonstrator, just so you know, the balance of power will rock this hour, people amazed and they just say, how about you, Grand Blue, the problem is true, world's great assassinator, call me Sir Subdue, communist in control, a deadly controller, creator of rhythm, human minds are swollen, girl, and amazer, according to this jam will rock, and soar through the top of the lift, overtaking democratic, to get you ecstatic, a devil or a devil, cause the mic's a radical war, about to soar. That's what you're sober to plea on your knee, cause boo, more noble, smooth, so rare, you dare to compare the genuine genius of rap more fans to yours. Your balls, I treat you like yours, and to make sure that you don't battle no more. It's a lyrical lesson to MC fakes, not a rapper in the world who can shake, make or take. Grand through rock, the crowd will jock. Only way the ball stops, separated by cops, kick the ball. Metaphor direct opposite, paralleling your descendant from electoral wit. A pressure hard to beat, smarter rap, fresher sound. The road's long enough to be considered a gown. There's no natural emphasis, the bugles are hard. From the top of the ab, not the boulevard. Kick the ball.
We're back. Shout out to Brother O with his smooth DJ selection. And we're delving back into the, you know, the top 100 list we was talking about. But we can fast forward because most of you guys can look it up on NFL.com and see the list for yourselves. But I was going to jump back in here and say, let's go into the top 20. We got Myles Garrett, number 20, defensive end of the Cleveland Browns. George Kittle, number 19, tight end with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, hey, I think we got a caller on the line. Caller 3, who do we have on the line with Coach Jay? You know the play.
Peace. This is Jay. Jay, track, man. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, peace, good brother. Brother JD, how are you? How are you? What's going on with you, bro?
Good, brother. You know what I'm saying? I didn't stay here too long. He can give you flowers. But in the next phone, she kind of fussy, so daddy got to go with me. So listen,
Hold on, Jetty. You're fading in and out. Gotta get closer. Just get closer to the mic so we can hear you, man. We want to hear what you're saying, baby.
Yeah. You're a little choppy there, brother.
can't really project, y'all. I can't really project. My daughter not too far from the room, so I'm like, I'm up to the phone. I'm kissing my phone's ass right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, we hear you now.
You sound a little better right now. So, Coach Jay, you know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. I heard the gems that you're dropping, Brother O. You already know. You brothers keep doing your thing. I love y'all. Y'all keep things rocking. You dig? Oh, yeah. And this Thursday, new episode of Soul Genius Shampoo on WBNN Beverly Nation 930. You dig?
Hey, Jetty, shout out all your social media. Let the audience know how they can get in contact with you, how they can reach you, and how they can listen to you and reach out to you in social media and everything online.
Peace. It's Jetty, 8-Track, J-E-I-D-E, the number 8, T-R-A-C-K, on everything social media regarding. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Or you could just follow Ngozi on Blog Talk Media and see the name spelled out for yourself on that Soul Genius Shampoo episode that's going to be available after the live. You feel me?
And all for my real hip-hop heads out there, Jetty, he's worked with greats in the game, even Sky Zoo, you know what I mean? Just to name one he's featured with. But check him out. He's on his way, and he's doing big things. Good brother. You got any other words, anything else you want to add? Feel free.
Yeah, he got that baby, so you know what I mean? You know, we'll get back to your transcript.
Yeah,
we want to thank Jetty. 8-Track
got the little one there. Got the little one there.
Hey, man.
Hey, shout out to Jetty.
Take time out the call.
8-Track.
Yeah, good father.
Stand up black man in the community at large. And jumping back into the sports, because we got a little bit left. Wanted to touch on. We can touch on what they got in the top 10. Again, the rest of it will be revealed tonight on NFL.com, NFL Network. You can check it out. You can look it up. The top 100, number 11 was Aaron Donald with the Los Angeles Rams, D-tackle. Number 10, Chris Jones, D-tackle, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 9, Michael Parsons, linebacker, Dallas Cowboys. And the rest of the list, you guys will see it as it gets revealed tonight. But you guys know the players, Coach Jay. Now, I've enjoyed immensely making my debut here with the Ngozi Time Multimedia on the ONE Host Intern Show featuring Coach Jay. Again, you know the play. Now, looking forward to meeting and talking and speaking with you guys in the upcoming weeks. And I appreciate
it. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. We going to get in. I always come on my coaches, man. You know what I mean? Before we're going to take another caller. You know, it ain't Ngozi time yet. Let's go to that fight, man, you know, that happened, you know, a Saturday ago. You know, let's talk about that Crawford
fight.
Oh,
you want to talk about
Stephen
Crawford?
Yeah, you know, I just want to do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
And I predicted it.
And you heard me say it. I said a 9th round TKO. You know what I mean? You know, I had a little bet, you know, I'm on the Sizzard, and I should have just did my thing. Now, I want some good money, but I could have won thousands of dollars if I would just did what, you know, my heart told me to do, and that was to bet on black. And, of course, you know, talk about it, Coach. I mean, I'm here with you, man. Like,
Hey, man, listen. Crawford got him with that jab, man, with his southpaw. And, you know, the right hand is dominant hand anyway, so he's with southpaw. Now he got that power coming with that jab, and it was a steamrolling. And they trying to run it back on the rematch. How you feel about that? I don't think it's worthy of a rematch, honestly. But you know,
well, of course, let's talk about his health. Let's talk about Spence's health. First of all, he sounded slow, like he was on medicine before the fight. Okay, if anybody's seen any of the interviews, you know what I'm talking about. And then he came in the ring, man. You know, of course, this man had. Listen, man, he had reconstruction surgery on his face. A lot of people understand that. And so imagine that for a second and dealing with that and then getting punched in the face with that jab. I've never seen a fighter get red in the face, bro, ever. You know what I mean? And that was just crazy to me.
Pummeled.
Yeah.
Man was pummeled for 10 rounds of pummeling.
Remember now, you just asked the question. The question was, should it be a rematch? No, because I think that Errol Spence Jr. should retire and enjoy his children. Because one more good fight, you know what I mean? You know, everybody talked about him fighting Jermell Charlo. Man, are you kidding me? Jermell Charlo will trash him. No, they're talking about also. They're thinking about him going step up to Charlo, too.
Brother
Spence,
that's just bad business decision, man.
It would be.
In no way in the right mind is ready for either one of the Charlo brothers.
Period.
That's a
no
go. That's a no go.
Listen, man. You know, I'm gonna take us to a station identification, but. You know, this is the Blog Talk Radio Network, the one and only Beverly Nation, and we're bringing our next caller. But, you know, it's crazy to even think that Earl should fight. He should leave it alone, go home and enjoy his family. He's already, you know, he's a handsome brother. He can do anything on TV if he gets his mind right, because right now he's talking like Joe Frazier. And I'm going to bring on the next caller.
More than
on
enough
that note.
Money to retire comfortably.
Next caller, you're live right now with my man. Coach Jay.
You know
Yo.
Who, who we got on the line?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you got to spray paint your address on your trash can. What's good?
My man, 100 grand.
Yeah, Wu-Tang for the children. What's good out here? You know what I'm saying?
My man, what you got on what we talk about with this fight? What's your thoughts on that Bud and Spence?
Check this out, right? Now, I thought that Bud is a good boxer. I watched him come up, right? The only issue that I had with Bud Crawford was this. You know, he announces himself as an orthodox fighter. However, a lot of his fights, he won these fights in the southpaw stance against fighters who were unlucky to be against this kind of fighter like this, who could switch in and out. And he took advantage of a lot of these fighters who weren't skilled or enough to fight a fighter like that. However, anybody who could have possibly won against Bud Crawford in a fight like that would have been Errol Spence, based on he's a natural machine type of southpaw, one-dimensional, one side, you know what I mean? He kind of that, because with all his power is to the right. So you got to box him straight up because he'll haunt you down and hunt you down. So Bud did a good job against that. I thought Bud was going to do a lot of Peter Panning, running from him and dipping and slipping, switching in and out. But he went toe-to-toe, southpaw to southpaw. You know what I'm saying? Good shit on Bud's corner, you know what I mean? But as far as Errol Spence is concerned here, you know, he kind of reminded me of you know, he lost a pimp that lost his pimp juice. You know what I mean? They kidnapped him. You know what I mean? Took all his hoes, took all his cars, took all his drugs, shot him up with his own dope. You know what I'm saying? And he got locked up and woke up in jail with a dry jerry curl. That's how he looked it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, this is another thing. You know, I second what the brother O said, because you can clearly see that the man is punch drunk and all these type of things, worrying about his teeth and all that in the middle of a round and all that type of stuff. The brain clicking off and on, you know what I'm saying? Like it's the clapper. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, what else wrong with him? Furthermore, your medication you was on might have been some Xannies. You feel me? You came to the fight on Xannies because I listened to every word you said on the post fight. You know what I mean? He was on his. He needed a bag of potato chips and a ice cold Modelo or something to the likes of that. That's how. That's the. He looked thirsty in the likes of that.
More than that.
You know what I'm saying? Say that again, brother.
I said more than that.
Oh yeah, he might have needed
more
to snort a coke or something.
He might have needed more than that.
He might have needed to snort a coke to numb the pain because, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing is that he was partying with hoes. He went to go visit what's your guy name in Dallas, the Cowboys people. You're too busy visiting the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, my
That's
car,
why you got your ass whipped the whole goddamn fight, Errol Spence.
Errol Spence, man, you know, it's sad. He needed Panama Lewis in his ring. Remember the Aaron Pryor, Alexa Grail fight? He needed what he mixed. Yeah, give him what I mix. That's the only way he'd beat Brett Crawford.
All I'm saying is, if we give him a microphone, you know what I'm saying, and he could be the next one saying, you know what, Jerry, he looked good in the third round, kind of how I used to look when I was 20 and such and got knocked the fuck out by Brett Crawford. Check your satellites.
Listen,
yeah, I mean, that's how he's going
to
be. Commentating the fight.
To me, it was like, He was just too Hollywood. He was trying to do too much on some Hollywood ish.
Yeah, you're trying to look. Gym. He was tricking with cowgirls. You know what I mean? Tricking
exactly.
with the Dallas Cowboys. Went to go see the Dallas Cowgirls when he should have been slipping and dipping on some pad work, hitting the bag, using the left hand.
Talk
oh, mind you. Mind you, Errol Spence don't have no left. Where you thought you would think his power shot hand is the left. When clearly he don't use enough of it. And furthermore, yes, he doesn't deserve a rematch because when you get beat the fuck up, excuse me, when you get, Winston Chiller, man, I hope she ain't on there. But when you get dropped four times, when you almost did a backflip, monkey kung fu style. You did a backflip off one of them. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? So we can't come back. It's no rematch on that one. Where you're going to be
Clive,
humiliated.
I'm with you, Clive.
So that's what Clive One got to say to that. You know what I mean? I will be on Woo Wednesday coming the 9th. That is Wednesday. That's more than the last 48
hours.
Check out
my man, Clive One. One half of the Booze Brothers with him low. He's going to be on August 9th, Woo Wednesday.
Yo, you heard him. Booze for the children, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One.
All day.
One half of the Booze Brothers represent from the Broad Street Bully Shine of Philadelphia, where your little brother loud gas out in front of the check casting place where they sell donuts. Check your satellites.
Low life and all that. Yo, and ghosty time.
Now can I get started?
Yeah.
Leave me alone, I need rest. My head's pounding like a drum beater, I'm hot. Like a radiator heater, I need magic to make the pain go. I got trouble in my mind, my rhymes won't flow. So I rub myself until I feel right. Put a rag on my head when I sleep at night. So when I wake up, I'll feel smooth. Just chill all day in a mellow groove. But how can I mellow if my body's cold? I'm sold, need something warm to hold. I'll call Colin, oh we broke up, man, forget it. Trouble ain't no joking, man, I ain't with it. So I chill on the couch with a 40. Rest my eyes and be 40 cuz. You get sick when you hear my material. Your head spin, your stomach gets ill. Wanna take a taste of this ludicrous pill? Well, here's a little sample. Just swallows, directions on the back, boy. You better follow, cause the pill will make you dizzy and whizzy in the mind, but it'll make you sound dope. Say one line, take turns. I say one, you say another. Oops, you dip, send you to the other. But the brother, my son, is the one that I'ma chill with. Why don't you go purchase a ludicrous pill kit? Maybe that'll help you with your lyric technique. For a little advice, educate when you speak. Then your word will be heard, you won't be labeled a nerd. So observe, but don't disturb, cause break it down so yo break it, dope. Now that's dope. How it is. Spring on the beat, tear it up, miss. I never lack, because it's coming back. You're in a phase in many ways, running through a maze, causing me a headache, you're in a daze. My hip was like a bubble about to burst, and if you keep bugging me, it's going to get worse. Now stop, stop, understand, play ludicrous, you'll get a backhand. Believe me, I'll do it, don't get me wrong, pain in my head, and it's strong. Before I leave, I want trouble to see, for the meantime, people, I just say peace.
So much trouble in my mind.
You know what I mean? The elders, like DJ Miz, Cash Money, and DJ Jazzy Jeff, are the reason why I do my thing on a constant basis since 1990. You know what I mean? You know, celebrating 33 years being a DJ. And I was at the Uptown Cookout, and Perry P was like, man, why don't you get up on? I said, no, I'm here to relax and see my people. But no, I wasn't more DJ. You know what I mean? I get a chance to really lift DJ Miz, one of them. So shout out to DJ Miz. Uptown is still kicking it, but shout out to Lansdowne and Hilltop. And, of course, tonight, another internship on the books. And, of course, tomorrow night, we have a classic. The reason why we have a classic is because our brother, Mr. Jeffrey Sanders, Boston, as you know him, is convalescing. Had a serious situation that happened with him. And, you know, all of our prayers throughout the WBNN family worldwide and all different networks know who Mr. Boston is. Please send, you know, all of your, you know, blessings to him and his speedy recovery, what he's dealing with right now. So tomorrow night, of course, the wonderful original BevNet Classic, 30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertising to and go-to time, multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And, of course, all the WMLA goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola De Leda and goes with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa, and goes with saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. Now back to our spot on intern tonight, Coach Jay Knucklehead. Huddle up.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Brother O. I appreciate the opportunity to bring what I have to the people, and hopefully be able to do this again with you guys sooner rather than later. Again, this is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the ONE host intern show featuring Coach Jay. You know the play on air from Vigos, you know, and it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I want to thank all of the listeners, all of the callers. And again, we'll be back with you sooner rather than later. Peace.